Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And welcome to another episode of Mysteries of the Unexplained. I am your mysterious, dark, ravishing, intelligent and sexy host, Annie. And this is my cousin, Will.
I am the lady that you used to see after 12 a.m. on the adult channel, Will O'Hanlon. Oh, you like that? Oh, sultry.
You were the girl that you were like, come on, phone me. And you were doing that thing with your finger that they all do, that little like come hither thing. And everyone was like, no, you're all right. And you were like, hey, hi. And you were flicking her and you were like, phone me, call me. And then everyone was looking at their screen and they were like, no, love, you're okay.
And then you would dial the phone number and be like this. Hey, I'm just looking for one friend. Just one friend. And they just hang up.
No, I'd be like, and I'd like you to touch yourself on your arse, and then you'd put your hand down to the back of your leg, that flat fucking 2x4 that's there, and you'd like touch it, and I'd be like, no, your arse, and you'd be like touching the back of your leg, and I was like, no, your arse, love.
And I'd be like this, oh sir, you're so kinky.
Hello and apologies at the same time to everyone listening out there. You might know us from a previous life where I was a beautiful goddess and Will was your somewhat intellectually deficit local redneck. Now, Will has come up again in the karmic life and now he is living in supported living accommodation and he produces this show with me every week so he gets a little spending money that he can spend when he goes to the shop on his outing once a week. So we're really delighted on how you're doing, Will, and 2021 looks like it's going to be your year.
Thanks.
And meanwhile, I just keep going up in the world because my karmic evolution is to the point where I haven't committed any sins and I've been enlightened thrice over.
But yes, you seem to be still stuck at me and as disadvantaged as you make me out to be. That's a bit funny. That's even bizarre. That in itself is a mystery of the unexplained. A whole episode should be dedicated to it, possibly.
Somewhat of a philanthropist, I like to give back to the poorest and most vulnerable in society. Now, if you'd like to shut your dirty mouth, I'm going to bring you a story from the beyond. I will say before I begin reading this that this story may have scenes that are unsuitable for some viewers. If blood turns you off, then it's now time to turn over. If blood is your thing, then listen on, my friends. Go hunting for vampires, and the vampires will hunt for you. It wasn't long in my research before I was contacted by a self-described real blood drinker who sought the vampire experience by stalking prey. Contrary to media presentations, the majority of people who participate in some way in vampire culture do not drink blood, and many even find the notion unappealing, if not altogether unsafe. Some went so far as to call it psycho. Yet it cannot be denied that a growing number of people do drink blood and find within the experience something mystical, sexual, or energizing. My first connection with this vampire happened online through email. I had no idea at that time that my mysterious correspondent would become a significant contributor to my vampire story files. He didn't say who he was, but he signed his early notes with a simple initial, W. I saved his email, like all the rest, and gave it little thought at the time.
I've heard what you're doing,
he wrote.
You seek to know the true heart of the vampire, and I know something about that. I'd like to tell you about what I've done, but I don't want you to know me.
Please note, listeners, that this vampire is not this weirdo from The Bodyguard. I wrote back and invited him to write again. Very quickly he did. He confessed to a habit of drinking blood and said he was trying to find out more about the dark things inside himself that fed this hunger. He was conflicted about it, but he would not say why. He had met a woman through a chat room channel that catered to vampires. She was so interesting that he decided to meet her offline. He was surprised at how strong she was when she went to hug him. That night he was overcome with lust and they slept together.
I'm not proud of that. Mummy raised me better.
He admitted.
During the course of the evening, I bit her. I don't know why. It just seemed like the thing to do. She started to bleed, which alarmed me. She only smiled and I felt driven to lick at her wound.
Oh, I believe that's felt, that's a typo.
Oh, and I felt driven to lick at her wound.
Okay, weird Hugh Grant. He felt that this was all quite uncharacteristic of him. Usually at the palace they didn't indulge in blood drinking. He stayed for a few days and one day she bit him, but didn't take any blood. Then he felt a strange compulsion to be with her, and he said that when he touched her, he felt as if electricity was passing through his body.
Oh.
Some nights he would wake to find her standing over him. Other times when he sat with her, he'd feel sleepy or pass out altogether.
Maud? Is this Maud again?
Maud from last
boring
week,
him
boring
to
him to death. Stop taking my fucking lines, bitch. As they got to know each other, she told him she was into magic and admitted that she was a psychic vampire. He wasn't sure what this was, but when he got home, he read a book about it and believed that he was now under her spell. He experienced mood swings and felt a strong hunger for blood. Someone he knew was into Wicca. Wicca, Wicca, Wicca!
Whoa.
Sorry. I don't know what happened. I won't do that again.
Malfunctioned.
I told him he was being turned into a vampire. He felt confused and afraid.
It all happened after I lost my fiancé.
He told me.
It was a very difficult time for me. I had just gotten done watching Forever Night and I logged onto my computer.
What the fuck?
And I logged onto my computer. I went onto the chat room and typed vampire. Lo and behold, there was such there the channel. What? Lo and behold, there the channel was. Everyone was so kind and I made many friends. One day someone invited me to Vampire Hall. Over the course of time, I grew close to this woman. Let's call her Magus.
This sounds like he dialed into MSN Messenger and was just like, hello, I'm a vampire.
Yeah, because I realised when I was doing this that you can literally do that. There's a world of these people out there that are all into this.
Welcome to 2021, Annie.
Although this book has a definite like 90s feel from it.
Yeah, it definitely does.
So God knows they're probably all in a clinic for bloodborne viruses by now. But listen, She told him she was having trouble with a former boyfriend and was afraid of him. Magus refused to let him ever take her picture and insisted that he remove the silver cross he always wore around his neck, which he did.
I don't know why,
he said,
but it went okay for a while. Still, I noticed presences, I guess you'd call them, and she kept wanting me to touch her tarot cards and wands. We were talking marriage, and I went home to get some money together. She had given me a strange necklace. She said never to take it off. She said her essence was in there, and that she'd blessed the necklace, and had used it during all her spell casting. Now, this will sound weird, but sometimes that necklace felt hot. Sometimes it would throb, and sometimes it would feel like it was pressing against me. One night, I got up to get a drink of water, and the damn thing was up my arse.
I might have added that in. Sorry, I got carried away.
One night, I got up to get a drink of water, and I swear I saw her all in black, walking up the hall to my room. I sent back her necklace, and then I noticed presidents.
Presidents of the past. Lincoln.
I sent back her necklace and then noticed presences that felt intensely evil.
W consulted a Wiccan who gave him some incense to burn. Oh great, that'll get rid of everything. And who urged him not to give in to his hunger to feed, lest he transform himself into a psychic vampire. She urged him to say the Lord's Prayer whenever he felt the hunger come upon him, but his nemesis would not leave him alone.
She said she wanted my soul, that she would bond me to her body and soul forever.
Jesus, that would be your worst nightmare if a woman did that to you.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. That'd be hell. That would be the cherry. That'd put hair on your knuckle. Let me tell you that. It'd fix your watch. Let me tell you that.
He told me he was afraid and asked whether I thought he was being turned into a vampire. He had annoying hunger that seemed insatiable, and the place where she bit him often throbbed and hurt. That's because you got hepatitis, bitch.
Massive infection.
He had dreams about the woman and felt that she was nearby. I asked him to tell me some of his dreams, and the influence of role-playing was evident in the language and images. W admitted that he'd role-played on the chatroom channels with her. Oh, God, and that she'd called him her knight. Apparently, if they call you their knight, then you're bound to them forever till the end of eternity because you were playing a fucking PlayStation game with them. He also hadn't been with a woman in quite a long time and was fairly vulnerable to a damsel in distress who wanted a man to rescue her. What I said to him was this: I've heard of others who have had a similar experience to yours. To some extent, the power this woman has over you is psychological. Yes, to some extent it is, you fucking crap bag.
Definitely.
She made suggestions and possibly used hypnosis to get you to think and feel certain ways. And the more you do, the more aware you are of what has happened. And that magnifies the fear and sense of doom. You can certainly resist becoming a vampire if you want to. Do you? Do you want to? If not, then you'll start to view people as prey. You'll fall into patterns of manipulation and exploitation, and you'll feel more and more empty with a deep need to fill up by taking from others. About his concerns over the bite, I said, if you feel the bite when you were aware of her, that's a sort of trance induction. But you have power over it. You can shut it out. Whenever you feel this hunger or feel afraid of her, start counting. Get your mind. Get
one,
your...
two, three, four.
Now I don't have hepatitis. Everything's okay.
Get your mind into something else. If she feels your strength, she'll move on to weaker prey. I heard from him several times over the next 6 months, and he admitted that her influence was weakening. At one point, she even asked for forgiveness, but he did his best to avoid her. And there was no reason to believe he would ever become a vampire from this experience, psychic or otherwise.
So let me get this straight. Basically, he ghosted her and then she just went away because he ghosted her. That's it. That's how you get rid of a vampire, by just not interacting with
them.
Same
way you get rid of all those weirdos that you meet online.
That is solid advice.
Now, well, this may seem like a whole pile of hootenanny, right? And I was like, when I came across this, I was like, this book must be a joke. Like, this book about vampires that I've been reading to you from is called Piercing the Darkness. By Catherine Ramsland. And but this actually started off with a real disappearance of a real woman. In the summer of 1996, a reporter called Susan Walsh went missing from Manhattan, and she had been investigating the vampire underworld, and some people thought that it was the vampires in Manhattan that had been responsible for her disappearance, right? So this one, yes, and she was never seen again. Never seen again. Now, she did have a kind of a mixed up background. She had been, she'd been a stripper and she was a bit of a drinker, but sure, aren't we all? And she was a really serious journalist, and she went investigating this thing and then she went missing. So this Catherine Ramsland one was like, all right, I'm going to investigate like the real vampire undercover in the States today. And it's like, it's fucking huge. They're fucking everywhere. And there's loads of them who actually do meet up in places and drink each other's bloods. Like, they drink each other's blood, and they actually believe that they're like reincarnated vampires. I fucking frightened the fucking shite out of me, I tell you that.
Each to their own. I did know that, though. I think there was a documentary maybe that Louis Theroux did, or somebody did on real life vampires. I don't know if it was actually him. But yeah, that they like drink each other's blood.
Yeah,
and stuff.
They're mad into it, and they're all like, they're totally like, it totally reminds me of these guys in school that were like the guys that just listen to death metal, and they sit in the corner with like their hair dyed black, and they're like, my life is really shit, man, and everything's really sad, and I'm just sad. So then they think because they look like the guys out of Interview with a Vampire that they probably are vampires, and then they start going around to clubs and cutting people by the ear and sucking the blood out of them.
Each to their own, I suppose, and it's like to get their kick out of it.
It's very sexual thing. It's very, apparently very sexual.
That's
now,
it.
I read to you out of a very vanilla part of the book. Some parts of this book I had to put down and go downstairs and get a glass of water. I'm sending it to you in the post there, Will, because I know you're hard up for kicks at the moment.
Oh yes, oh please, please, I'll wait every day for it now.
So do you think
send me a bullshit bitch.
Do you think people can actually become, because like, a psychic vampire? Because this is what this guy thinks happened, because he let the girl bite him, and because he bit her, he thought that they were like somehow like psychologically entwined, and that she was like a psychic vampire, as in she was feeding off his energy.
I think that one side of me thinks that it's all psychological, that it's just like all in his head, and he was in that world, like he wanted to believe that subconsciously, and then was like, and then by her giving things like that, like the thing around his neck and stuff, and I think he just misread that. I'd say like that thing around his neck probably just got hot from his own body heat, and then maybe whenever like he leaned forward, it swung forward for a bit or something, and then when he leaned back, it pressed against him and it was still warm, and he was like,
you're not meant to shove it up your bum, like that's
no,
not what it's for.
No, but it does feel great. You know, and it's each to their own in that sense.
Well, the book is on its way to you in the post there, Will. As I said, I thought that you needed a little pick-me-up. So I don't think, we probably won't have episodes of the podcast for the next 2 to 3 weeks, because you'll be indulging in the book and then going to A&E afterwards. Now, it is time to take a little break, and we will be back to you with my favourite part of the week. It's Ask Willy Anything.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, ask Willie anything.
Hi.
I thought I'd give you a little kind of Michael Bublé-ish kind of like winking at you and pointing double fingers at you. I thought you might like that. Old women seem to like it.
Yeah, I did like it.
You're on the same kind of frequency as older ladies. Now, William, we have a few questions for you that were sent in from vampires. Oh. And the first question is, just in keeping with... but they're vampires are like regular people as well. They just, they like regular things and they like finding things out about people. So question number one is, Will, what's something that you thought you'd have already done by now but haven't?
I learned how to drive.
Whoa, that one came like straight out. There was no thinking about it. Like that has been, that is there, knowing at you. But I would like, in your defense, I would like to say you are learning how to drive.
Sorry, is this my question or your question? Sorry, it's just, I just hear this parrot chip-chapping in the background. And someone had asked me a question. Sorry, just a little, like a pit parrot that started going bip, 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 bip. I thought I would have learned to drive by now. You see, I did. I left home when I was quite... I left home, big long story, imagine 3 hours later. No, I left home and moved to a city and didn't really need a car. And then I moved to a bigger city and then renting and living in that city and having a car would have been like, basically then you would have had beans and toast for the rest of your week. And so I just never, I never bothered. And now that I've moved back home, I'm like, oh my God, I need a car. So then I started, I have done 10 lessons, but then with the pandemic and that has really like shot the shit out of it because it's been like lessons have been ongoing, but then they've stopped and now they're back and now they stopped and now they're back. They're stopped again. And then there's a big waiting list. So yeah, I would have thought I would have done it by now, but I am doing it now. So yeah.
But then if you were driving at the moment, you'd have nowhere to fucking go anywhere.
Well, I could go down and slap you across the face for starters. Just a journey, a long 3 hour journey down to slap you across the face and then back in the car.
There's
and back
actually,
home.
I'm sorry, but in Ireland, the Republic of Ireland right now, there's actually a 5k lockdown, so you won't be able to come down and slap you across the face.
I'll come under the cover of night.
Like the vampire that you are. Question number two, William.
Yes.
What were you most afraid of when you were younger, and do you still have that fear? This is a two-part question, and I hope your little brain will be able to stretch to remember the second part of it by the time you've answered the first. Thank you.
When I was young, what I was afraid. Okay, I probably would have been afraid of like some sort of cryptid or something that would have been outside. Like in my imagination, I would have been like, oh, there's like a werewolf or like a Bigfoot type creature that's outside in the dark rummaging around, and then it's just going to look in my window and I'm going to see it in my bed and be like, bah! But really, it was just the beginnings of my psychic development where I saw the future and meeting you, and you were the Bigfoot, but your image was blurred.
I think I'd be more of a nymph, but anyway, continue.
No, you're definitely a kind of hair-covered creature with gnawing teeth and kind of googly eyes.
Okay, bitch, you're getting too close to the fucking truth now, because I do God. Have googly eyes.
No, you
continue.
Don't. No, you don't. But yeah, I suppose I just like long dates, and I just like going to the beach sometimes. Also, I don't know, the woods, or sitting on a cliff and watching the waves underneath roll by. I loved it when John brought me in his Cadillac and we kissed in the backseat.
Yeah, you've forgotten the second part of the question. I knew that your little one cell brain would not
part?
Be
I didn't,
able to remember
yeah.
it.
Do you know what? Whenever you
couldn't
were saying
remember it.
Whenever you were saying second
couldn't
part,
remember
I already
it.
Was shutting down. Sorry, what was the second part?
Do you still have the fucking fear, Will?
Oh, do I have still fear? Yeah. I still would be like, oh, imagine if something looked in your window.
Bitch, nobody wants to look in your fucking window. Nobody
and it
wants
was some
to look
sort
in
of
your
creature.
Window. No type of creature. Not the most pathetic,
but
not
wish,
the most
but
pathetic
I wish they
card
would.
Of creature in the world wants to look in your window. And by the way, I know that the answers to both those
oh
questions that were actually incorrect, because I know that your biggest fear is the vagine.
Oh, see? Oh, sure you know Everton. Sure you
I do.
Know Everton, you see? Why
I
don't
do.
Even know. I tell you, the next section that we have on the episode where you're asking me a question, I'll just be silent and we'll let the parish
yeah.
run. We'll let the parish
be
run.
Off, really. You'd be better off. Okay, thanks for your half-assed answers. And now we're going to take a little break and we will be back with some bizarre news. William, please quieten down and stop chewing on your gum over there, because I am getting some breaking news coming into the newsroom. Boop, 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 boop. Nobody knows where this giant penis statue came from or where it went. Every possible clue is being investigated, but so far there are none. For several years, hikers to the Grunten mountaintop in southern Bavaria have been greeted by an unseemly yet amusing sight, a 7-foot tall statue of a penis. But now, the famous phallus has suddenly disappeared. According to The Guardian, the phallic wooden sculpture went missing in late November after it stood on the 5,700-foot high top mountain for years. Nobody knows how the giant phallus got there, but according to local lore, the sculpture was left on the mountain by a family that received it as a prank birthday gift for their son. Ownership of the sculpture remains unknown to this day. In any case, the giant sculpture, which weighed somewhere around 400 pounds, was probably too much trouble to remove, so it was left there undisturbed. It gained notoriety among travellers who would pose by the phallus as they gazed out at the beautiful vistas. Now the giant penis sculpture has disappeared just as mysteriously as it first appeared on the German mountain. All that's left in its place is a pile of sawdust. "Someone must have sawed it over in cloak and dagger operation," said one of the nearby Grundhütte Lodge. No matter how or why the penis sculpture arrived at the mountain, locals seemed saddened at its sudden disappearance. The mayor of the nearby town, Rettenberg, described the missing phallus case as a great pity, since they'd lost an unusual attraction that helped make the area a unique tourist destination. This has been Annie Gann for Billy's Bizarre News.
I have to say, it's one of the best things I've ever got. It's brilliant.
You just love that. You're mad about it.
Oh, and Will, there's one more thing. I sent you on a little photo there when I was researching my vampire things. I sent you on a little book that I found online. And it's called How to Get a Date with a Vampire. And I thought this was a joke book. I actually thought it was a joke when I came across it. But I actually read the book from cover to cover. And it's a real book. And it tells those of us out there who might be inclined to get a vampire date exactly how to get one and what to do with him once you've got him. And I'm going to post it up on the Patreon page there, because I know some of you little weirdos out there are just mad to get a date with a vampire.
It does look pretty good though. It's very late 80s, I presume. It has How to Get a Date with a Vampire and What to Do with Him Once You've Got Him. And then it has things on the front where it's just like little, like, take a look inside. Why vampires make better boyfriends. Look into my eyes. What he says, what he means. Top 10 ways to cover up those embarrassing hickeys. Why going steady may not be such a good idea. And then it has in the top corner, bonus section, vampire astrology. Are you his blood type? What the fuck?
God, this is fucking real. I was waiting for the joke. There's no joke. It's real. This woman wants to set you up with a vampire, and she thinks that she's going to do it by blood type astrology.
I think she's mentally ill. Is this the back cover where it says, ah, vampires, they know how to dress, they know what to say, they're hopelessly romantic, devastatingly sexy, and passionately sincere. Best of all, they know how to make a commitment. They're everything a girl could want in a boyfriend and more. The trick is getting a date with one. What? And then she goes on to say, now you can learn all the tricks and traps of dating a vampire of your dreams, from spotting him in a crowd of mere mortals to taking the big lunge into permanent relationship, as well as perfecting your swoon, coping with your different schedules, handling his old girlfriends, introducing him to your parents, putting together the ultimate vampire babe wardrobe, and much more. How to Get a Date with a Vampire is the one guide that shows you how to really sink your teeth into a romantic relationship and live happily ever after. And then there's a picture of her with like that kind of like that 90s blonde bleached like the hair that's fucking has volume because it's frazzled.
Permed out to the max.
That is so sad. Like, she's mentally ill. How the hell does she get to a book, like?
I don't know, Will. To be single in a pandemic. If she got a publishing deal, you are set for stardom, bitch. And when you let your curls grow out a little bit, you get that kind of,
I know,
like,
well, hopefully
layered,
so.
Permy kind of look. Just a few highlights now.
I do. You know me so well. You actually do know me so well.
Ah, precious. Precious.
You know me so well.
So guys, if you would like more of this, who doesn't want more of this in their lives? You can sign up to our Patreon and get bonus mysteries of the unexplained. Bonus mysteries of the unexplained episodes. Our three seasons of our lost baby called What the Fuck Is in This Book. It's actually gas. Like, there's loads of gas stuff in there. Like, there's bullshit now. You'll have to wade through Will's fucking moronic fucking rattling. But there's some gems. My episodes.
Thanks.
You can also get a shout out on this show. You can have your name coming out of this beautiful mouth.
And you can also follow us on our socials. You can find us on Instagram at Mysteries of the Unexplained Pod, or on Twitter at Mysteries Pod, or you can join our Facebook group, which is Mysteries of the Unexplained.
Boop, 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 boop. Thank you so much for all of your support this new year. We have been just overwhelmed with it, and it's so great to be back again. We love you guys. Join us next week when we delve into more Mysteries of the Unexplained.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.